It's pretty amazing what Jesus has done for us. More than we know right now. But see, he's wanting us to experience everything he paid for. This incredible life. Not just eternal life, but he's given us everything we need to live right here on planet Earth the way he designed us to live. That's amazing. So let's press in and find out everything that he wants us to live in. Everything he's made available. Let's press in and find out. And it's actually pretty easy. All we have to do is yield to him. If we yield to the Holy Spirit, it's his favorite thing to do, is to tell us what we're freely given. He wants to tell us, so we just listen. We can live curse-free lives. And Reinhard Bonnke wrote on this a little bit here in this book, and I'll read it to you in a minute. It's really incredible. We're free from every curse because Jesus destroyed the works of the devil when he died and rose again. It's already done. He destroyed it. He destroyed sin. He destroyed the fear of death. He destroyed every curse. So we just want to believe. So the Lord root out our unbelief. Just believe him. Walk in faith. Stand strong in the confidence that he bought for us. So I'll read here. If you know Reinhard Bonnke, he was an evangelist. His mission was to campaign the gospel across all of Africa. So reading from his book here, do we as believers have to live in fear and dread of curses? Many people ask me how I survive all of the curses of African witchcraft. Do they oppress me, they wonder? Do those curses from African witch doctors get me down? The book of Proverbs tells us, like a flitting sparrow, like a flying swallow, so a curse without cause shall not alight. It can't stick. So any curse that's spoken against you, it can't stick through faith in him. Fear plays into the hands of the devil. Fear. He can do no real damage except to make us fear that he can. The devil is a con artist. Balaam was forced to speak the truth. Remember Balaam? Tried to curse the people of Israel for money. Couldn't do it. He showed us that God's people are not for cursing. We are immune. We are redeemed, as was Israel. What was true of God's redeemed people then is true of the redeemed today. Fear hears the shout of Goliath, but faith hears the shout of the King of Kings. There is no sorcery against Jacob, nor any divination against Israel. It must be said of Jacob and of Israel, oh, what God has done. That's in Numbers 23. Incidentally, this verse reminds me of the many times that witch doctors and wizards have attempted to curse our gospel campaigns. Many times, the proclamation of a simple but anointed hallelujah from the platform has broken the yoke of oppression and sent witches wheezing and choking for breath. Their attempts to curse us and call up demons have been foiled by God's mighty protection. Yes. Truly, the angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him. Fear is the negative force. So this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Faith is a multi-purpose weapon. It is not merely presumption or bravado. Remember the sons of Sceva in Acts? A trembling saint makes a triumphant Satan. But faith frightens the foe. We are not called to tremble, but to exercise authority and to shake hell. Benaiah wrested the spear out of the Egyptian's hand and killed him with his own spear in 2 Samuel. So we will snatch fear from the hands of the enemy, use his own weapon, and make devils tremble. So every curse, generational, the curse of sickness, the curse, whatever, it can't stick to you through faith. And he's called us to have faith and such confidence. So when we hold up the shield of faith, not just in fear, trembling, we can stand and be confident. We can stand on the faith. And in fact, I think we can, through faith, be proactive in offense, on the offensive against curses. And here comes the gospel. Here comes Jesus to you. That's amazing. So bless Jesus.